I only remember things one way, Alice said. I can't remember things before they happen.
That's not very useful, said the Queen. I can remember things that happened the week after next. For example, the King's messenger is in prison now, but he hasn't done anything wrong yet. His crime will come much later.
But what happens if there is no crime? Asked Alice. And he doesn't do anything wrong at all. That seems a strange way of... At that moment, the Queen began to scream very loudly and to shake her hand around in the air.
Oh! Oh! She shouted. My finger's bleeding! Oh! Oh! Oh!
Alice put her hands over her ears. What is the matter? She said, in between the Queen's screams. Have you cut your finger?
I haven't cut it yet, the Queen said, but I soon shall. Oh!
When do you think you will do it? Alice asked, trying not to laugh.
When I fasten my shawl again, the Queen said unhappily. One of the pins will come out and... Oh!
As she said the words, one of her shawl pins came undone, and she quickly took hold of it, trying to fasten it again.
Take care, cried Alice. You're holding it wrong.
She tried to help the Queen, but it was too late. The pin had already gone deep into the Queen's finger.
That explains the bleeding, you see, the Queen said to Alice with a smile.
Now you understand the way things happen here.
Why don't you scream now? Alice asked, holding her hands ready to put over her ears again.
I've done all the screaming already, said the Queen. Why do it all again?
It's very difficult to believe, Alice said, that life can happen backwards.
Try to believe something a bit easier, said the Queen helpfully. For example, I'm 101 years old.
I can't believe that, said Alice.
Aren't you?
The Queen said, shaking her head sadly.
Try again. Put your hands together and shut your eyes.